Donkey of the Day.
Donkeys of the Day, ask Charlemagne.
I'm a Democrat, so being Donkey of the Day is a little bit of a mixed blessing.
So like a donkey. Hee-haw. Okay.
Donkey of the Day.
I've been called a lot in my 23 years, but Donkey of the Day is a new one.
Donkey of the Day for Thursday, June 20th, goes to Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. Now, this presidential election cycle, a hot topic has been reparations for the African descendants of slaves. Reparations is not a difficult concept to grasp. It's simply the making of amends for a wrong one is done by paying money to or otherwise helping those who have been wronged. The question is simple. Should the U.S. pay reparations to Black Americans? Well, if the definition of reparations is making amends for a wrong one is done to someone, then absolutely. It's nothing to debate. Unless, of course, you don't think Black people were wronged and affected by slavery. Unless, of course, you don't think Black people were wronged and affected by Jim Crow laws, okay? The effects of those things are absolutely still felt today. In the U.S., twice as many Black families live in poverty than white ones. Black families are more than likely than any other race to live in poverty. Not to mention all the various U.S. corporations who have benefited financially from slavery. You got the Lehman Brothers and J.P. Morgan Chase, Wachovia. All those companies have released formal apologies, by the way. Here's the thing. By the pure definition of reparations and in light of history where reparations have been paid out to victims of other cultures before, it's not a matter of if Black people deserve reparations. That answer is hell the F yeah. All right? The question should be, does the USA want to find a way to pay those reparations? That answer is a resounding hell no. All right. See, this has nothing to do with whether Black descendants of slaves deserve reparations. Everyone knows we do. But the question should be, do they want to pay us? Mm. The answer will always be no. Now, Mitch McConnell was asked about reparations, and he spoke for a lot of white people in government when he said what he said. Let's listen to what Mitch McConnell had to say about reparations.
Yeah, I don't think reparations for something that happened 150 years ago for whom none of us currently living are responsible is a good idea. We've, you know, tried to deal with our original sin of slavery by fighting a civil war, by passing landmark civil rights legislation. We've elected an African-American president. I think we're always a work in progress in this country, no one currently alive was responsible for that.
Let's discuss these comments. And keep in mind, I'm very dumb. All right. He said, I don't think reparations for something that happened 150 years ago when none of us currently living are responsible is a good idea. What Mitch is basically saying is there should be no consequences for people's past crimes. All right. This is like saying if you committed a murder years ago and years later people have the evidence against you and you are still in the statute of limitations to be prosecuted, you shouldn't be prosecuted. We should just let you go scot-free because it was years ago.
That's like saying somebody that took your land, they don't have to give it back. They can keep it forever and have seized it from you.
I mean, not to mention, you know, slavery was 150 years ago. Okay, but companies are still profiting off the backs and bloods of those slaves today. And a large majority of the descendants of those slaves are still suffering from slavery. Mitch McConnell said, we've tried to deal with our original sin of slavery by fighting a civil war. White people, y'all got to stop telling that lie. All right, the Civil War was not fought over the moral issue of slavery, okay? It wasn't about slavery being right or wrong. It was the economics of slavery and political control of that system that was central to that conflict. So stop acting all holier than thou, like y'all went to war with owners and slave masters to rescue and free the slaves. Civil War was about politics, not morals, all right? And we've elected an African-American president. See, here's the thing that bothers me about what Mitch McConnell said and why he gets Donkey of the Day. Reparations, I repeat, is the making of amends for a wrong when it's done by paying money to or otherwise helping those who have been wronged. Used in a sentence, the courts required a convicted offender to make financial reparation to his victim. Black people, victims. White supremacists, the United States of America, offenders. All these things good old boy Mitch are talking about, from the Civil War to passing landmark civil rights legislation to President Barack Obama, none of that was compensation because none of that was given to us. All right. OK, passed landmark civil rights legislation. Mitch is acting like Martin Luther King Jr. in the civil rights movement just sat down and had a civil conversation with the United States government and legislation was just passed. Like there was no marching, no billy clubs upside the head, no dogs got sicked on people, no hoses were sprayed on people, nobody got killed, nobody got hurt. It was just passed because it was the right thing to do. All right. Same with the Civil War. It wasn't a war. All right. Slavery just ended because it was the right thing to do. And President Barack Obama, sure, he was just given to us. F that thing called voting. Now, unless, of course, Mitch McConnell is saying, look, even though y'all voted for him, we didn't have to let him, you know, through. Okay, we didn't have to let him become president. We could have stopped that. All right. The moral of the story is none of this was given. All right. It was fought for. Every single thing Black people have got in this country, we have fought for. Period. All right. Now, look, I'm not the highest grade of weed in the dispensary. I'm not an expert at anything. I have my experiences. And my experiences tell me that in situations like this, defer to people who are way smarter than me because I may not be explaining it right. All right. Well, yesterday, Ta-Nehisi Coates was on Capitol Hill and he replied to Mitch's comments. Let's let this brother bring this donkey home.
We grant that Mr. McConnell was not alive for Appomattox, but he was alive for the electrocution of George Stinney. He was alive for the blinding of Isaac Woodward. He was alive to witness kleptocracy in his native Alabama and a regime premised on electoral theft. He was alive for the redlining of Chicago and the looting of black homeowners of some $4 billion. Victims of that plunder are very much alive today. While emancipation deadbolted the door against the bandits of America, Jim Crow wedged the windows wide open.
Look, man, it's simple. America systemically put black people in a bad situation, and now America systemically needs to do something to right that wrong. It's not calculus, people. I don't even know why I said that. I've never done calculus. Mm-hmm. Okay, I don't even know if it's hard or not. But what I said stands. America systemically put black people in a bad situation, and America systemically needs to do something to right that wrong. The problem is they simply don't want to. Mm. Please let Kathy Griffin handle my white work.
Please give this giant jar of mayo the biggest hee-haw.
Good morning, Mitch McConnell.
Okay.
Also, we need to stop waiting on America to come up with this reparations plan. All right? I don't like leaving it in America's hands. Okay? I think people need to come, you know, together and form a comprehensive plan of what they want with reparations and present it and say, this is what we want, not what are you going to do for us?
I thought that's what they are doing, having all these different meetings and organizing to figure out what can be done.
I have no idea. I'm dumb. I don't know.
All right. Well, I can't wait to see this happen and come to fruition.
Yes.
Because it's been a big topic of conversation.